Hey everybody, it's Dr. G. You're listening to Spirit Tales and Magic. Just wanted to jump on and clear up a couple of things. A friend of mine called today and said, Happy Samhain. Who's that? So his heart was in the right place, but it's Samhain. It is the season of death as crops slowly die and winter takes over. The cycle of life is once again approaching a renewal, if you will. Samhain is a pagan religious festival. It originated about 2,000 years ago. It's an ancient Celtic spiritual tradition. In modern times, we usually celebrate it October 31st to November the 1st to welcome in the dark half of the year. Another friend of ours made an interesting comment about that. If you embrace the darkness, then there's no reason for you to ever fear it. Celebrants believe that the barriers between the physical world and the spiritual one break down during this festival, allowing more interaction between humans and otherworldly creatures. Ancient Celts marked Samhain as the most significant of all the four quarterly fire festivals. During this time, home hearth fires would burn out while the harvest was being gathered. After the harvest was gathered, celebrants would meet with all the townspeople and druid priests, and they would light a huge bonfire. It would be started by a big wheel that causes friction and sparks, and they would relate the wheel to the sun. And of course, bonfire started out as a bone fire. During the harvest, all of the livestock that wasn't going to be used would be harvested for the huge feast when the entire village or town came together. But then what do you do with all those bones, you might ask? Well, you put them in the fire and you burn them up. Throughout time, people have used the ashes for different things. Good luck for hunters, prayer bags. I found that interesting one time that a priest said, well, you know, that's a pagan festival. I said, yeah, okay, get your ashes on Ash Wednesday. But our lawyers would like me to stop there. The participants would take a sprig of fire from the bonfire home to start a new fire on their hearth. Now, they would burn that fire for 3 days and three nights. The entire community would do that without the pushing or shoving from any religious leaders. It was to show respect for chieftains and kings. Now, many did believe that if you didn't do it, you would not be granted any success in the afterlife. And even costumes of our modern Halloween got their start here as well. It was expected that ancestors might cross over during this time, and the Celts would dress as animals or monsters so that the spirits and fairies would not kidnap them and whisk them off to some other world. Some specific monsters, shapeshifter known as Pooka, look him up. Another would be Lady Gwyn. Lady Gwyn's a headless woman in white who chases night wanderers. She's accompanied by a large black pig. The Doolahan would also sometimes appear. They're impish little creatures, sometimes appearing as headless men on horses, carrying their heads while riding horses that had flames coming out of their eyes. Sound familiar from some new movies? Their appearance was a death omen to anyone who saw them. Then comes Christianity, and being the good Christian folks that they were, they had to set out to steal the holiday. Pope Boniface of the 5th century changed it to May the 13th as a celebration for saints and martyrs. But the October fire festivals continued. People were greatly annoyed at his attempt and ignored it. Now in modern times, we have Halloween. Some of the celebrations, like bonfires and dressing in costume and trick-or-treating, continue to this very day. I have a friend that says, and this is how a 2,000-year-old Celtic fire ritual became a global excuse to sell overpriced costumes to children. Sometimes I find that amusing. If you heard the episode last night, you know that it will continue this evening. But in looking at Samhain, and just about everyone will tell you that this is the time that the veil is the thinnest. So we're going to try a little experiment this evening. We're going to call on some spirits to help us out with something. An experiment, if you will. I'll be here and you'll be wherever you are. I will call the spirits to me, not to you, so you don't have to worry about anything trying to follow you home. If you want to participate this evening, you'll have to do two things. The most obvious, you will have to come back for the second episode from last night. Now that's going to happen tonight, somewhere 10, 11 o'clock, and that's in the Pacific Northwest. So right now it's 4:20 in the Pacific Northwest, and it's dark and raining. Can't wait to see what it looks like a little bit later. So that's the first thing you must do is return. The second thing is have an, 8.5 by 11 normal size piece of paper and a pencil or a pen. What you're going to draw on that paper basically is a tic-tac-toe board. I'm guessing that everyone knows what tic-tac-toe is. So if you don't, you're going to divide the paper into three columns by three columns, three across, three down. So you're going to have a total of 9 squares. You're not going to do anything with those now. We'll explain it later. But if the veil is indeed thin enough, then perhaps you'll get to feel it where you are. Until then, we'll see you inside your mind.